Hello, everyone, and happy Monday of Holy Week as we walk through this most sacred week of the year. And what a different perspective we can have on Holy Week, on the journey of Christ's suffering and of the cross at the moment, as the world carries its cross of COVID-19. We very particularly have a focus for our prayer and for the joining of the world's realities with the sufferings of Christ this week. As far as the weekend went at Our Lady of the Way, it was beaut. The drive through Palms pickup Saturday night, Stephanie helped me, and Sunday morning Harold helped me, and we were very moved by just the beaut sharing with people as they stopped in their cars or walked through. Some told stories of joy. Others told stories of difficulties that family members are facing at the moment with upcoming surgeries. A couple of stories of people who are ill with the COVID-19, and one of our parishioners, a palliative care nurse, had stories of what's happening in local hospitals. Lots of moments of life that were shared as people did the drive-through. If you still need palms, they're available from the parish office on Tuesday. The other thing we did, of course, on the weekend was handed out lots of those special cards, and people dropped them around letterboxes around the wider community. That was that special message. You might have seen it on the blog post on Friday last, which was prepared and printed up as a message from Our Lady of the Way people to the wider people of the community across different religions and backgrounds. And one very quick moving story. Someone who handed out some of those cards on Saturday night into people's letterboxes happened to be walking past the same house, or one of the same houses, the next morning. And as she approached, she could see that the lady from that house was taking the card out of the letterbox and reading it. By the time our parishioner got nearer and could hear the voice of that lady, she called out to her partner or someone in her household who was walking out the front and said to her, "Look at this, how nice is this?" and went and read the card to that person. So who knows how many people in the wider community, we handed about 400 or 500 of those, how many people have been encouraged in some small way by that beautiful outreach gesture that so many people participated in. So our thanksgiving for all who assisted with that. As regards the coming Easter ceremonies of Thursday, Friday and the weekend, we are going to live stream some of those. And if you watch this blog space tomorrow and the next day, there'll be more specific details about that. A couple of the people who would be able to help me with that are actually in isolation, so I'm a little bit stuck with resource people to help me. But today I'm hoping to lock that down in terms of a small team, and I can give you some more details by tomorrow. So let's look forward to some shared streaming of some of those ceremonies, and there'll be links also to things available in the diocese as well. So let's look forward to sharing a special Holy Week and Easter, even though we're in a very different situation. I'll leave you now to have a look at the readings of the day on this particular blog post if you'd like to have some reflection, and I'll see you in the next post. God bless everyone.